Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Imagine living in the middle of nowhere, Norway. That should actually be the name of a place. Anyways, imagine living there being depressed, having amazing social anxiety, like really bad social anxiety, so bad that it even made me go, wow, that guy has social anxiety. And then transforming your life just in the matter of a few years to go from teenage angst and anxiety to worldwide, world famous motivational speaker and business coach. I call it the mindset miracle. And today, if you're, you know, if you don't have a belief about young people, if you worry about millennials, well, your mind is going to be changed. Hi, my name is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I call this the mindset miracle, from depression to world famous motivational speaker and business coach. And it's a profile of one of my coaching clients, Raphael Ellison. And he is from Norway. And he still lives up in this little town in Norway where they have 24-hour daylight in the summer, as we'll talk about in the intro, and where they have 24-hour darkness. And that's when we talked about the depression and how he got out of it using habit changes that you're going to learn, his morning routine that you're going to learn, and just the massive action that he took to change his life. So if you have kids and you're worried about them, you're going to love this show. Raphael was addicted to video games and he changed his life. He was self-medicating and he changed his life. And if you're struggling, you're going to change your life too. So this episode of Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my book, Unstoppable, which is what Raphael found me through. So go to beunstoppablebook.com and find out how I overcame my anxiety using the solutions in that book so that you will overcome any stress or anxiety that you have holding you back in life. And then get ready to dive deep into a really fun conversation that Raphael and I enjoyed. And man, you are going to be inspired. I know I was, and you will be too. Raphael, really, really excited to have you here, my man. So how you doing today?
Super excited to be on, Craig. Thank you for having me. I'm doing incredibly well. It's nice and warm in Norway for once, so I'm enjoying myself.
I was just going to ask you, are you enjoying a nice Norway summer?
Yes, yes. It's usually pretty chilly over here. I'm in the north, but today we got good weather. The sun is shining and we got that midnight sun. It's that special time of the year. So it's beautiful out here.
What is the temperature in Celsius or even Fahrenheit if you know it?
It's 17 in Celsius, which is considered warm for us. But oh, for you, maybe not so much.
Yeah. So for American listeners, that's not even 70 degrees. That's probably 65-ish, maybe at best. Yeah. I think I told you this before. I had gone to Bergen, Norway, and I think, you know, it was 16, 17 degrees Celsius, but it was cloudy most of the days that I was there. But the cool thing was, is we flew in there at about 11:30 p.m., and, you know, it's this beautiful, it wasn't a sunset, but, you know, it's kind of like a setting sun at midnight, and it was really neat. So right now you're just on the tail end of a full 24 hours of sun. And is it starting to get dark now?
Yeah. Just now it's starting to get dark. You're right.
Yeah. So this is just after July 4th in 2019. So, you know, obviously June 21st, did you guys have like big celebrations at that time?
Not specifically, but we enjoyed, we spent a lot of time outside and usually there's a lot of barbecues going on and families just enjoying.
And what do you do to help you sleep at this time? Because I'm sure, you know, we do talk about sleep here on my podcast. I'm sure people will be interested. Like, how on earth do you deal with the two extremes? One of the extreme of a lot of light in the summertime for regulating your days and, you know, making sure you get work done and being able to sleep. And then how do you deal with the dark in, December or January?
Actually, funnily, it's been really helpful for me when I work with clients, kind of being, you know, having grown up in this environment as well, mm-hmm. because yeah, we do use a lot of, you know, in the wintertime, there's that fake light that is supposed to simulate the sun and create that, you know, nice vitamin D, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got the summertime where, you know, you have to have complete blackout shades. Otherwise, you're not going to sleep very well. And I'm very, very, very intent on getting my deep REM sleep. Otherwise, you're not going to feel good in the morning. So yeah, I take serious precautions. I make sure that sunlight is not getting in there before it's meant to.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So, you know, that was fun. It was great for everybody listening to meet you a little bit, but, you know, people don't know you and like, what was it, 18 months ago, not too many people knew about you, and then you blew up your YouTube and now you've got all these great coaching clients. So walk us through, I know I kind of made that timeline up, but walk us through the timeline of where, you know, you're still a young man now, but you know, you were a young man kind of like feeling his way around in there. Then you stumbled across something that kind of gave you some results, and then you got clients and now you're helping people in so many ways and you're getting asked to speak all over Europe. So take us through your timeline, my friend.
Yeah, with pleasure. So first of all, when I was about 16, 17, I struggled with depression. I was suicidal. You know, as a teenager, I just wasn't having a good experience and my life was pretty miserable and I was very lost. And I actually tried to commit suicide as well. So getting pretty dark here, but
were there certain incidences that caused you that? Or was it something that I have some other clients that deal with depression and they say they can't say what the trigger is, but something just triggers it. And then they can't say what the trigger is that gets them out of it. So what were your experiences with that? Because I know people would benefit from it if you're okay with sharing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for me, social anxiety was the biggest problem, mm-hmm. to the point where I couldn't even talk to like a, you know, a shop clerk or something. I would rather leave my food at the store than ask for a bag. It was just complete, you know, just being stunned, not feeling like I could communicate, mm-hmm. just not able to connect with people and very, very scared. And I had a few things that happened to me when I was younger where I just kind of withdrew socially, mm-hmm. went really deep into a video game addiction, which is, you know, strange, but it's actually a lot like drugs or alcohol. It's just a downward spiral that I was in for a long time. And
well, you know, one thing with that and all the electronics is I often, you know, you say this little shtick is that these games, these phones, these programs, these apps, they are meant to be addictive. They are designed to be addictive. And you can't feel bad. You can't blame yourself. Oh, I'm a bad person because I'm on my phone all the time or the games. You know, it really is like you versus people, you know, whose entire intent is to get you addicted to them. So that's for sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are huge teams and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars being invested to try to hack your attention. And yeah. Then there you are, you know, blaming your willpower. And that's just mm-hmm. nonsense. That's what I was doing. And it wasn't until I sort of realized that this stuff that I was using to medicate myself and make myself feel better temporarily were the same mechanisms that were keeping me from actually trying something that I wanted and exploring and, you know, taking my life to the next level.
And again, was there a moment, was there an incident, was it kind of a phase that you brought yourself out of?
Sure. So actually the first thing that I did that really helped me was I moved abroad and I did an exchange year. And that was my last year as a student. And I was 18 years old. I quit school after that because I got to meet so many different people, well, so many new experiences that really helped me start to like see life in a different perspective. But I was still struggling around that.
Yeah. Cause wait a minute. Like, how do you go from not being able to talk to
exactly.
the shop clerk? Yeah. Because I know there's so many parents listening and they're concerned about their kids. Maybe their kids are just into video games or maybe their kids do have some severe struggles and you made a big leap. So I would love to hear, like, you know, again, whether there are moments where you're like, oh, this is the answer. And how did you find the courage and the skill set to make that leap?
So there was a lot of online content at the time already around psychology and just, you know, free resources out there and a lot of good books too. So I just started consuming this stuff and thinking, wow, you know, I never knew that there was such thing as being in flow state. This thing that I experienced once or twice when I was writing or trying to do a presentation or, you know, something like that, I would get into this like incredible state. I would feel amazing and very happy and engaged. And I wondered what that was, but I couldn't put my finger on it until I started studying and really going out of my way to do the research. And after that, I just dove really deep into self-improvement. I kind of stumbled upon one video after another and another and another. And I started realizing I really need to do something about this and be proactive, not just sit here and wait for things to happen. You know, those very basic personal development realizations that you have in the beginning where you realize your life is your own responsibility. You know, nobody's going to do it for you. Those started to kind of click in slowly. And that's when I decided I need to take action. And for me, that was just moving away, trying something different, and really just expanding my mind. And that was a big step.
Okay. So you did that. You made the move abroad. And then what were some of the insights that you brought back that then allowed you to up level and up level and up level? And where did that take you to next?
So first of all, actually, I brought back an incredible partner. So I met someone, fell in love, been together for 7 years now. So it's been a really amazing relationship. And that changed my life tremendously.
Where did you bring her back from?
From England. That's where I was as an exchange student. And I brought her back and, you know, we started our life in Norway. And in the beginning, when we came back, I mean, we were mopping floors, scrubbing toilets for a living, like janitor job, one job. We were sharing it, minimum wage, just barely, you know, making enough money. I would babysit and do little side jobs for friends or whatever I could to make a little bit of money. And then I started realizing I have a passion in self-improvement because it saved me, you know, it changed my life. You know, I also got a light bit of therapy. So that really, really helped me as well. I also got a lot of coaching, which completely changed my life. Once I started getting, you know, some income, that's what I was investing into. More books, more courses, more masterminds, more coaching. And it changed my brain. I mean, I went from being depressed and anxious to being excited and like actually enjoying my life. I would get up with a smile on my face. I'm like, how did this even happen? So the transition, it seems like it would take a very long time, but even in the course of 2-3 months, as I started getting deeper and deeper into this stuff, my brain and the neurochemistry changed tremendously. I mean, I remember waking up maybe a few months before feeling like I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to take on the day. I wanted to hide and just stay in bed and honestly didn't even want to live to, wow, now I'm excited and I actually want to do something and there are fun things in my life and good people. And, you know, this momentum just started building and it was kind of mind blowing because just a while ago, I couldn't recognize myself, you know, it's like a different person because I just really, really, really consumed all this amazing content and got around really good people too. So,
well, I mean, that puts a smile on my face and makes my heart feel light because, I mean, there are so many people with so many struggles today. And I mean, there's a million things. There's the video games, there's the alcohol, there's the drugs, there's the music, there's the social comparison, there's all these things. And again, so many of our listeners have kids. And of course, we're going to be terrified of our kids being hurt by these things. So to hear this story gives so much hope to everybody. And to have you do it at such a young age, and now to see this vitality in you is fantastic. And so now I see why you're such a great coach and why you're so passionate about this. And so at that point, where did it take you to?
The big decision was to put down the games, you know, and I've actually worked with a lot of clients and coached their kids. And it's been remarkable where when they step away from an addiction and it's their own choice, you know, for me, it was the inspiration from being coached that said, hey, what if you tried making videos every single day? You know, that's kind of where that started for me. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to make videos every single day. And I did it for 1 year straight. So I just committed to it. And just every day I made a video, I put it on YouTube. And the first year, you know, I got the first 6 months, I got nothing, right? Crickets, nobody. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't know what motivational speaking was. And the 6 months after that, well, you know, I built to about 1,000 subscribers. It was something. But also what was amazing was my income actually shot up tremendously because out of all those people that subscribed and followed me, I would contact every person, talk to them, actually care about them because it meant so much to me. So I was so invested. Literally every person that showed that they were interested in my content, I would have a conversation and say, hey, can I give you a free call and just chat and see if I can help you in any way? And I would just try to be of as much value as I could to each person that even cared remotely about what I had to say. And that changed my life because relationships are everything, right? Who you know and who you build a good relationship with, it determines so much of what kind of success you have in life. And that's really where it all started to take off for me.
So then, you know, so now you're starting the coaching business, essentially. Yes. how it was working.
Yeah, just with videos at first, you know, just throwing up like self-improvement videos. I'm a 19-year-old at that point talking about, you know, how to be self-disciplined. And I'm just starting to meditate every day for my first 3 months in a row. But I'm just sharing, you know, I'm not trying to be the expert or say that I know everything. And the way that I coached as well was more as an accountability partner than an actual expert or somebody that knew everything. And that's where I started to work with some pretty cool entrepreneurs. And I started learning about business. And that's where I started getting that experience, because getting around those people and watching their everyday habits and seeing what their focus was on, understanding that they were focusing on marketing and sales, that's where my brain really started to pick up on, oh, hey, look, here are the real things that are producing results for these people. And when I held them accountable, you know, and myself as well, I had to be on point so that I could serve them. That's really where a big shift started happening.
Yeah, that's powerful, I think, to separate you as the person going through the journey versus the person kind of explaining the journey or telling people how to go through their own journey. It's very powerful for somebody to join along with you. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, how do you start when you're not ready? Because a lot of people listening to this, a lot of people who read my newsletters, they think about a second career change. They think about becoming a coach. They think about just changing a habit, but they might not know where to start. Or even if they do, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm not the person to do something. So you obviously just went and did it. But what do you tell people when they ask you that question, like how to start?
The first thing I say is I felt exactly the same way, because I really did. I didn't think that I was going to be a motivational speaker. You know, a few months down the line, my video was going viral and 500,000 people were listening to my speeches. So you shouldn't wait for something to line up. There is no lineup. There's no perfect moment. Nobody's going to come in and put you on. That was the thing that I was waiting for. I was going to make all these videos and then somebody would reach out to me and discover my talent, right? But instead of doing that, I changed my mindset and I was thinking, how can I be proactive, right? Let's just take a step today. And I just made the decision every day, I'm going to take one step towards my goal. I don't have to change my life. I don't have to be perfect. Just one little thing. And first that was just a video a day. Later it became, you know, reach out to one person that might feature your video somewhere. And that's where, you know, those breaks really started happening for me, because getting in contact with people that had an audience, right? That was a big step. Instead of sitting there waiting for them to find me, I went and found them, and then I proposed an offer, you know, an irrefusable offer saying, hey, here's my content. What can I give you that you would want? Typically, you know, if I could compensate them financially, if I could help them make a connection, you know, if I could teach them something that they didn't already know on how to monetize their audience or something, then that would really, really be valuable to them. And it was a no-brainer to help me out. That's how I wanted it to be. I didn't want it to be, I'm going to convince you. I wanted it to be, oh, that's a no-brainer. Of course I'll help you. You know, that was my attitude. So yeah. Not waiting for the perfect moment.
Yeah, that's great. And then so that then led to a couple of incredible opportunities where you helped some entrepreneurs grow some great businesses. So I haven't heard these stories in full yet. So I'm really looking forward to learning about how this all went down and where you were able to make a huge impact for these people, because everyone listening can then go, oh, this is what I need in my life. And, you know, they're going to find a way to get it, because that might be the thing that helps them overcome the bottleneck to the next level of success.
Absolutely. So there were a lot of different powerful success stories, and I recorded a lot of them, and, you know, a lot of amazing reviews and testimonials. But what really stuck with me was the fact that I helped people build businesses around what they love to do. And that's exactly what I did too, because my passion was helping other people build something that they loved. That was my dream. You know, I wanted to build my own thing where I could help people. I love that. I love supporting star players, people that really want to go out and make a difference. And they maybe don't even realize that they're a star player. They're just sitting there going, oh, I'm not worthy. I don't have anything special. So I started out with some artists, web designers, you know, just people that were freelancers and they had a passion. They had something they loved to do, but, you know, they weren't making any money. They were stuck in the job, you know, help them get a couple of clients. They move away from their job. Now they're making, you know, instead of 50K a year, they're making 100 or 150, and they're doing something that they love. So those stories, those relationships were incredibly meaningful, because I learned so much and I really started to see there are patterns here, you know, for a successful entrepreneur. It's actually pretty simple and straightforward. It's not how old they are, how much life experience they have, or some other secret. It really came down to just doing, you know, a few core activities that really produce results every day. So once I realized that, you know, all of a sudden I could help even greater business owners. So then I worked with some really remarkable seven-figure entrepreneurs, and there were a lot of companies that I worked with, you know, over the last few years that when we started out, you know, they were stuck, frustrated, they're not getting what they want, the profits are bad, everything is just down. And we turn it around and we just use basic principles in business, like, you know, improve your marketing, improve your sales cycle, right? The simple, simple methodology, nothing crazy, but really getting the basics right. And that's what I had to do in my own business too, to get success. So I only apply what I myself know works really, really, really well. And it's what taught me. And it really is, you know, it's not complicated to get good results. It's simple. It's just not easy because the stuff is hard to do every day. And I'm sure you know that, Craig. I mean, out of everybody.
Why do you think so many people doubt themselves? And what can they do to overcome that?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to try to overcome it. That's the trick, right? Because what I was trying to do when I started out was, I'm going to get over my social anxiety and then I'll talk on camera. No. Like, that's not how you do this. The way you do it is you go, oh, it's okay, I'm nervous. You know, this is what I've been through. Here are my experiences. Here's what I know about life so far. Only natural for me to stand in front of the camera in total sweats. But that was me. You know, of course, makes complete sense. I embrace that. I'm not going to try to get over it or get rid of it. I'm going to say, yeah, this is how it is. No problem. Going to do it anyway and going to enjoy it as much as I can, instead of trying to get rid of the bad feeling, get rid of the, you know, self-doubt. I just embrace it. I go, yeah, welcome. You know, of course you're here. What else would you expect? This is who you are for now. And when you do something different, you get a different feeling about yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. I like what you said there. This is who you are for now. And I think a lot of people, they will label themselves, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, I am this, I am that. And I'm sure you would imagine, or you might counsel people to reframe that in their mind. So when you were, you know, labeled yourself as something, how did you get out of that state? You know, I'm not good on camera, or I'm not, you know, that social person. What were you able to do? And then what do you teach others to do?
Just radical, massive action with total acceptance of who you are, again, for now, right? So me, daily videos every day for 1 year, might not even seem like a big deal nowadays. It's pretty normal to make daily content for most high-level entrepreneurs and people that are, you know, running a personal brand especially. Mm-hmm. So, but at the time, you know, that was kind of a big deal. And it's just massive action. It's just moving in the direction of what you want. The way that I like to think about it is, how can I really put in as much quality time towards doing what I want to be good at? That's it. It's really, really simple. So if I want to be a really good marketer, I just got to spend a lot of time doing actual marketing campaigns, you know, building this stuff, looking at it, analyzing. Same thing with, if I want to be great in front of the camera, I just got to spend a lot of time in front of it. And also, you know, read about it, learn about it, get coaching on it, all those amazing things. But really, most importantly, the massive action and doing it daily. Because when you do something every day, what happens is it becomes part of who you are. When you do something once a month, it's something you do once a month. When you do it once a week, it's here and there, right? But when you do it every day, it's part of your character. If you run every morning, you're a runner. You know, if you go swimming every morning, you're a swimmer. Like, it's that simple. So that's how I look at it. It's like, build your identity based on your habits.
Yeah. And we've talked about habits and changing the brain a little bit. What advice do you have in addition to, you know, it's radical, you know, massive action. How does one get rid of the bad habits, replace them with the good? What do you teach people in addition to providing them the accountability?
Absolutely. There's triggers, right? That's the biggest thing. So looking for, and you talk about this too, Craig. So I love what you have to say on this as well. And I'm only adding a little bit here in that you really only have to look for the times in your day where you get triggered to do something that you don't want to be doing. And whether that's a midday unhealthy snack, or if that's, you know, you sleep in because you snooze your alarm clock, those are really easy to fix. It's just hard to take that initial step to fix it. So let's say you sleep in every morning. Well, it's actually really practical. All you got to do is use an alarm clock where you have to solve a math problem, or you have to go to the other side of the room, or maybe you have to complete a certain set of tasks before you can turn it off. Really easy fix. Most people don't even realize those apps exist, which is crazy because it would fix a lot of people's problems. See, most people are just focusing on the problem. They're going, oh, I sleep in, I'm lazy, I'm this, right? It's those labels again. What you got to do is say, how can I be the opposite of what I am right now? How can I be what I want to be or who I want to be? And that's really simple. That might just be a search in the App Store. You know, that doesn't have to be some faraway crazy thing. It can be really, really, really simple.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I think another thing, especially going to the unhealthy snack thing, is remove the temptation. Remove the temptation. Remove the temptation. It is really such a simple, simple way of doing things. So then from there, you talked about getting coaching a lot. So when you were getting coaching, what was the coaching methodology that helped you the most? Or maybe there was a couple of different ways that helped you in different areas, but what did you love the most about getting coaching?
I really, really love having someone there that is really unbiased, that will be honest, real, and just down to earth with you. Won't sugarcoat it, won't try to make it fancy, but we'll simply go, here's what you want. Here's what you got to do to get there. You're not doing it right now. That's why you're not getting what you want. Let's make sure you do it. I'm going to keep you to it. Simple, 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 straightforward. You know, that works, at least for me, right? For some people, it might not. And although I like big ideas and fancy new concepts and flashy, you know, new marketing strategies or whatever it might be, I think at the end of the day, success is just doing the basics. Really being great is just being good over and over and over and over again, right? So that's what it comes down to for me. The best coaching that I've received, and I've received a lot of it, is so simple. It just says, hey, here's what you need to do. Here's, you know, the kind of timeline you should be reasonably expecting from yourself, right? Put some real deadlines there and then let's make it happen. And then just problem solving along the way. So something went wrong, this didn't work. What do we do now? You know, we don't freak out and abandon ship. We improve. We get a little better every day.
So what does your coaching look like and who do you tend to work with the most? Is it entrepreneurs or is it everybody in general? And how do you deliver things?
I've had a really wide audience over the years. So in the beginning, I was just doing accountability, mostly for people that were self-employed. That was like my big first, you know, niche. And then later, you know, I've worked with parents and their kids. So I did a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I started moving into some relationship coaching as well, because that was an area that was in demand for me and people were asking me about help. And ultimately, it's come down to working with a lot of entrepreneurial people. So people that are either already building their own business and they want to scale it, or, you know, they're just getting started and they have that entrepreneurial spirit and they're excited about it. And they don't even have maybe that crazy goal. They just want to live a good lifestyle, doing something that they're passionate about and just have consistent income and be happy and fulfilled. You know, pretty simple stuff, because it's been proven also, you know, I work with a lot of people that make a lot of money, but it's been proven that anything exceeding 100K a year, your happiness doesn't change much. And there are other benefits to it, but you know, how you feel about yourself typically won't change that much. So it's interesting. It's a really interesting dynamic. I'm still all for, you know, capitalism and success and money. I think it's great. But there's been a lot that I've seen where sometimes people just want to make a reasonable income doing something that they're really passionate about too.
And so you've done over 10,000 hours of coaching. So what are some of the most important lessons that everybody can take away from? I mean, you've mentioned a couple of them there about the happiness and it's not necessarily correlated with income, but what else have you seen that we'll be able to take away and apply to our own lives?
So ultimately, it boils down to a few things, but to keep it really concise and to try to hit straight to the point, don't tell yourself that you're going to be happy once you achieve something. It's the greatest trap that exists. It is the easiest way to stay unhappy. What you're doing is you're projecting your happiness to a future point. You're saying, once I'm over there, then things are going to be different. I'm going to feel different. I'm not going to think the same way about myself anymore. I'm going to actually respect myself once I reach this thing. And, you know, maybe you reach it, maybe you don't, but inevitably you end up feeling the same way. And so projecting your happiness into the future is the surefire way to stay exactly how you are. So work on the inner stuff, work on releasing trauma, which a lot of people are, you know, not used to and they're very uncomfortable with. So therapy is powerful. And I do that with clients too, where we use a lot of powerful techniques, because, you know, sitting there and just waiting for your mind to change is not very effective. And this is what worked on me too, a technique called EMDR, which is like a, you know, psychotherapy method, very, very powerful. There's a lot of different techniques, but ultimately inner work in general, really spending time on your psychology, meditation every day, right? Building that gray matter in your brain. This is real. Like, this matters more than almost anything else, because that's your happiness at the end of the day.
So if you live in the middle of nowhere, Norway, how do you get the EMDR, because that's like, you know, that's like the...
We actually had, yeah, we actually had specialists even over here, not that far away, about 30 minutes drive. So yeah, you know, it's quite powerful that it's reached all over the world. It's been
successful. And then what type of meditation do you do?
I actually like to keep it really simple, very classic. I like to sit down for 10 to 20 minutes and just get very, very present.
Okay.
I just focus on my breath typically to get started. And then eventually I'll try to just be still and not focus on anything really.
Awesome. And then, so are there still any roadblocks that you're fighting, or were there any roadblocks in the way that when you were going after your passion, or that you're commonly seeing in people that, you know, they need help to get past, and, you know, what tips do you have to get them past those things?
Yeah, a huge one for me personally has always been struggling to really spend enough on marketing, especially in my business. So I always used to take the money out of my business and go invest in index funds. And that did great for me. Don't get me wrong. It's like 10 to 20% returns per year. Very comfortable, nice, it's safe, right? But, you know, investing in my business is the greatest thing I've ever done. And I think most people really underestimate how much they need to invest in their business. For me, this year is the most money I've ever spent on my business, and it's the fastest growth I've ever had. Amazing. And when I invested less, I grew less. It's that simple. Now, it won't always be profitable month one, which is what most people are too obsessed about, but it comes back. You know, growing an audience is expensive. Most people think it's supposed to happen for free, right? Like, all these things, to create results, it usually costs time and money. And putting that in, that's the difference between really getting what you want and not, right? Because you can just sit there and complain and say, oh, nobody's watching my video, which is what I used to do, big mistake. Very quickly learned, hey, you got to take responsibility for the traffic. You got to drive people. You got to make people watch. You know, if you're not compelling, first of all, and then if you don't know how to get people's attention and make them watch, it's your fault. You know, it's not everybody else's fault that they don't like your stuff or that you're not making it happen.
Right. Just because you made a video doesn't mean anybody has to watch it, right?
No, exactly. Especially now, right? It's just going to get crazy.
So what are you super excited about next for you, for your business, for your coaching, for your clients? What's going to be next?
Well, I've been working with clients in person. So doing, you know, a couple of days, just fly out. That's been great. I've had, you know, even clients visit, which is incredible. So Norway is a beautiful place and people enjoy it. And really for me, you know, helping as many people live their dream as possible. And what I mean by that is just doing something that you really, really, really love and, you know, making a great living, just being very, very happy and fulfilled every day, waking up with a passion, because I feel like money is actually a really great motivator when it's doing something that you like and you keep getting rewarded for it. It's a really healthy loop. And then you've got an unhealthy one where you're just chasing it for no reason. So I really love working with entrepreneurs that have meaningful businesses that they love, right? Instead of just empty money-making machines, which, you know, it's getting less and less of that now. I think more and more entrepreneurs are becoming what some people like to call enlightened entrepreneurship, right? So that's very, very powerful. And I'm really passionate about it. I just want as many people as possible to do what they really love doing in this world and, you know, get compensated and be successful as a result.
What do you do when in your morning routine? Because you talked about waking up and being excited, and you know, early to rise is often about morning routines. So walk us through yours. We'd love to hear it.
Sure. So I keep it very basic once again, because I want it to be very easy to do. And I also want it to be able to go with me if I was to travel, which I try to keep to a minimum because that makes me very unproductive usually. But it comes down to a few things. So I like to get up and work out immediately. I built my own gym. I have a rowing machine. It is my favorite piece of equipment other than my skis in the winter. So it hits the winter, I'm jumping on those skis. If it's summertime, I'm jumping on the rowing machine, spending about 20 minutes there, maybe 30 minutes. I'll audiobook at the same time, get some good stuff right into my brain immediately right off the bat. And then right after that, I'll meditate because I like to get my body moving first. Otherwise, for me personally, I would probably fall asleep trying to meditate right off the bat. So I tried that for a while and ultimately ended up switching to this. Then I like to sit down and journal, and I like to keep it very straightforward. I write out who I want to be and what I want to have and where I want to be and the people I want to be surrounded with, everything that I want in my life. I write it out exactly how I want it, as if it's already real. So I just assume that it's coming into my life. I've been doing this for 5 years and it works. You know, I keep getting what I want, so I keep doing it. It's a very simple practice. It makes a huge difference.
You're a man after my own heart, my man. So listen, you're growing your Instagram these days. You've got the big YouTube following. So where can people find you on those channels and other channels? And how can they learn more about working with you?
Yeah, just typing in my name on Google will get you to most places, typing in my name on Instagram. But it's just at Raphael Eliasson. And the last name is E-L-I-A-S-S-E-N. And the first name is spelled with an F. So Raphael with an F.
Perfect, my man. Well, man, what about a book? Are you going to do a book anytime soon?
Yeah, you're urging me to. I think it'll take a little bit of time, but I'm excited about it. It'll happen.
Your story is incredible. And, you know, from the other side of the book coin, the story is needed because, again, in this day and age, whether it's just the fact that we diagnose more depression or there's other sources that are causing it, there are so many people that need your story. So, I mean, it's great that they're sharing it here and you're sharing it on YouTube and you're sharing it on Instagram. You know, we just need it in the hands of everybody, in the ears and minds of everybody. So, man, you've inspired me. You fired me up here. So I really, really appreciate it and encourage everybody to go look you up on both YouTube and Instagram. And last question, what was the one video that went viral? I mean, I'm sure you have many that have hundreds of thousands of views, but what was that one? And then what are your other most popular ones?
The first one that really took off was a video called Deserve More. And there's a really funny story I'll tell you really quickly about that. I was just, you know, in the shower as you are as an entrepreneur, thinking, you know, visualizing. Yeah. And I just thought, I want to be on stage in front of a lot of people. And I think I saw like 10,000 people or so, you know, in the crowd. That's kind of what I was seeing. And I thought, oh, that's a far way away, you know. But I just saw it. I was like, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. And I go into my office. I remember this is really early on. I think this is 4 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. And I just started looking on YouTube. I find this guy. His channel name is Ben Lionel Scott. He had about 10,000 subscribers at the time. Funny how that matched up. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to him. Let's see if we can make a video together. And so we did, and the video is called Deserve More. So you can look up Deserve More on YouTube. Okay. And it did about 500,000 views. And at the time, you know, I was not known at all, not really got an audience or anything. And it just exploded and my career took off. Everything just started happening for me. And that was that one connection that I made back then that snowballed everything. So that was huge. It was amazing.
Well, I'm very grateful you did that. I mean, I'm grateful not only for your own success, but for the story that everybody can hear, that, you know, guy from the middle of nowhere, Norway, should actually be a city, should be a city name. But I mean, that's where you were. And here you are today, reaching and impacting hundreds of thousands of people. So thank you for the inspiration, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, Craig. Such a pleasure.
Awesome. Awesome. Maybe we'll have you back to my friend when you get the book out and you get more impact, more stories, and we're really looking forward to that. So this has been another really, really inspiring episode, and we can't wait to hear and talk to everybody again soon. So as you can see there, coaching is an integral part of Raphael's transformation. It was a huge part of my life and should be a huge part of your life too. I'm dedicated to making coaching available to everybody in the world. And so if you want to get coaching from me or you want to get coaching from Raphael, contact us. Don't go it alone. You cannot go it alone. It is the most common factor in all the successful people I know, from actors to athletes to the most wealthiest people in the world. You know, there's a book called The Trillion Dollar Coach that I was reading about the coach to people at Microsoft and Google and Amazon and Apple and Facebook, and don't be left behind, okay? Get your coach. So go and find Raphael on Instagram at instagram.com/ R-A-F-A-E-L-E-L-I-A-S-S-E-N, Raphael Eliasson. And if you want to work with me, send me an Instagram direct message at Real Craig Valentine, or go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to get coaching. Or if you want to get phone coaching like Raphael did with me, send me an email at support@earlytorise.com. Both Raphael and I are dedicated to changing your lives. We wake up and, as Warren Buffett says, we tap dance our way to work because we love what we do and want you to love what you do too.